Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm here in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Susan Bryles, a patient health benefits specialist at Search, and Amy Cantanzaro, and also patient health benefits specialist at Search. Did I get that name right?
Cantanzaro.
Thank you, Amy and Susan, for being here this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great to have you both here. We get to have a conversation. Susan, I get to have a conversation with you often this time of year, because usually this time of year, you're gearing up to give a very important presentation. You give it with a colleague, Cindy Gibson, and it's a Medicare Social Security presentation.
Right. We do them usually twice a year. And October, because in October it's open enrollment for Medicare Part D, so it's kind of the perfect time to start talking about Medicare and Social Security.
Great. Well, I want to start with talking about Medicare, but before we jump into that, I want to give listeners the chance to write down right away when this is, where it will be, and what time. So what are we looking at, Susan?
We're looking at Wednesday, October 9th, it'll start at 11 a.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. I'll talk first about Medicare, then we're going to feed you a free lunch, and then Cindy will talk, usually around 12:30, Cindy starts talking about Social Security, and she talks for about an hour. You can come for both parts or just one. The important thing is, though, to please make reservations.
And how do people make a reservation?
By calling 966-2803.
Great. And there's no cost. It's just to get your name on the list.
Right. Make sure we get enough food.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about Medicare. I don't know how listeners respond when they hear that word. I think it might send a little bit of a shudder down a lot of people's spines. Just start with, what is Medicare?
Medicare is the federal health insurance program. It was enacted in 1965, and it's great. It's for everyone who's a United States citizen. There's basically four parts to Medicare. Medicare Part A is your inpatient hospital coverage, and most people, as long as you paid into Social Security taxes for 10 years, you've already bought and paid for that coverage. So enrolling in something that you've already bought and paid for is kind of a no-brainer, and it's also really good coverage. Part B is your medical coverage. It covers basically 80% of your medical expenses, and it's not premium-free, but it also isn't expensive. Currently, this year, it's $174.70. So for 80% coverage, a month, and for 80% coverage, that's pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And then you hear about Medicare Part C, and we actually don't have that in Alaska, which is fine. We don't really want it. and instead, we have what are called Medicare supplement policies. And Medicare supplement policies are amazing coverage, and we can talk you through all of that. You buy it once, and you have it for the rest of your life. And then there's Medicare Part D, your prescription drug coverage, which there's some exciting things happening with that for 2025. But that's the one that you should evaluate every year during open enrollment, which is October 15th through December 7th. And we are happy to help you with that.
Great. So at this presentation, you'll go over what these different parts are, but you'll also really get into the nitty-gritty of Part D, which is what people should be preparing to enroll in right now. And I do want to touch on enrollment. We were chatting before we came on the air, and you said something that I found really helpful, which is that really Medicare is something you assess every year for most people who are on Medicare. There are a couple exceptions.
Yeah. So if you have AlaskaCare, you worked for the state of Alaska, and you have Medicare and AlaskaCare, or you worked for the federal government and have federal retiree coverage, you're pretty much set. There really isn't anything to look at. And for everybody else who has Medicare and then a Medicare supplement policy, the only thing you should really be looking at every year is your Medicare Part D. There's a lot of money wasted by people who do not evaluate those plans annually. For instance, we have one plan this year, I think it's $32 a month. We just found out it's going up to $74 a month. And if you just keep letting that plan roll, you're going to have a big increase in cost, and it's probably needless for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's great. So if you come to this this presentation on Wednesday, October 9th, you'll learn about some of these changes that are coming up, and you'll kind of walk listeners through how to enroll. Mm-hmm. And people can ask questions during the presentation.
Absolutely.
And then if they are still feeling a little bit fuzzy, they can also make an appointment with either you, Amy, or you, Susan, to just actually do enrolling together.
Right. I mean, everybody's situation is unique, so it's really good to sit down and talk with somebody. And the same goes for Social Security. Everybody's mm-hmm. situation is unique in Social Security as well. So Cindy and I are both available to answer questions at the presentation. We can give you our information so you can call us and make a personal appointment.
Great. Well, I want to draw you in, speaking of Social Security, Amy, because you've been attending, well, you've attended a couple of these presentations. And so you have the perspective, I mean, this is also work that you will help people with mm-hmm. enrolling in Medicare and can answer questions about that. But about the Social Security component, because that's really what Cindy will be presenting on and can knows quite well and answer a lot of questions about. But you've attended, and as someone sort of listening, mm-hmm. what did you take away from the presentation?
I was very surprised to learn that I could go online to socialsecurity.com and just, or sorry, .gov, uh-huh. no comms, and find out exactly what my retirement would look like starting from now. I'm 35, and it had it all for my first job in 2007 was on Social Security, and I could see what to expect from retirement, when the actual retirement age was, which is something you'll learn, that I learned from her presentation. What the actual retirement age is, when you can start taking Social Security, what it means to wait longer to take it or not take it, if someone's married, if they can take their spouse's Social Security, or if you're married and divorced, can you have your ex-husband or ex-wife's Social Security? It's all of these things I had no clue about, which were pretty simple once she gave that presentation, but helpful to start future planning. How I would like to see my retirement, and also reflecting if you're a state employee, how that might look because you're not paying into Social Security while you're a state employee, et cetera, et cetera.
Windfall Protection Act, all kinds yes. of fun things like yes. that. And having a certified financial planner there to speak with, I mean, why would you turn that yeah. away? I mean, right. Cindy's amazing.
Right. And it sounds like once you access this socialsecurity.gov and, get your info, understand mm-hmm. how to access your info, you can check that whenever you want and look and see how it's changing mm-hmm. and what, okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's wonderful. It sounds like a lot of people should come out to this, but I guess I want to ask specifically, who is this for, this presentation?
I think I would look at this as planning for your financial future. So anybody who's interested, starting to think about Medicare, so obviously somebody older than Amy.
Still important.
anybody, I don't know, that I can't even guess what age, but anybody starting to think about Medicare, maybe retirement, what is my income going to look like? What is my health care going to look like? These are all questions that are going to make a big difference in your financial well-being in the future, right? So anybody who's thinking about that, or anybody who has questions about Medicare. I mean, Medicare is pretty calm. It doesn't have a lot of changes to it, but frequently questions come up. So people with questions about Medicare, people with questions about Social Security, people who just want to learn and plan for their financial future.
Great. That does kind of allude to something that I want to touch briefly on, which is the issue of kind of scamming, which is kind of a common thing for Medicare, maybe Social Security. I don't know if that quite gets as much, but probably not. And social media in particular. And so this is a you all are also open to just people coming to you with questions about they've seen
always.
Online.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are so many scams out there right now that just know that if someone is calling you on the phone and saying they're calling to talk to you about your Medicare, hang up the phone, unless it's me. Me or Amy or Hillary. just hang up the phone. Nobody's going to call you about your Medicare. And there's, as Amy was saying earlier, there's no free money out there. No. Those type of things pop up all the time. People get phone calls. People get
a lot of Facebook ads.
Yeah. Okay. And if you have questions, just call us. We know what is available to you.
Great.
And we're happy to help you with that.
So I would like to end with giving out your phone number, Susan, just for people who have questions about this presentation, but also to connect with your office if they want to ask questions about things like scams.
Sure. They can call 966-8684, and that actually rings to myself and the rest of my staff. And everybody is knowledgeable and happy to help you figure these things out.
Great. So listeners will get either you, Susan, or you, Amy, if they call that phone number, 966-8684.
Mm-hmm,
okay, great. And then the other phone number people should have in mind is 966-2803. That's the number they need to call before Wednesday, October 9th, to reserve a spot to attend this free workshop.
Yes,
Okay. Yes. Okay, great. Well, I've been speaking with Susan Briles and Amy Catanzaro. Catanzaro. I'm very sorry. Both patient health benefits specialists at Search, and we've been chatting about an upcoming presentation that they'll be giving Wednesday, October 9th, Harrigan Centennial Hall from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Call 966-2803 to reserve your spot to attend that presentation. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.